welcome back to The Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm so glad to have you. My name is Janice Mary. I am a psychotherapist who had an extraordinary experience with connecting, I feel, to my soul, feeling this energy within me, just being able to call it to me and feeling the vibration of love has changed my life immensely. And I love to share about it so that I can hopefully motivate you to turn within and to bypass the ego mind that has got our attention very strongly, so that you too can feel the essence and the beauty and the love that the soul has for us. And it is in that energy that we get to bring forth things that we love to do in a much fuller way, because our soul always reminds us of what we love to do. And for me, it's teaching and writing. And my soul feels very complete when I'm writing or I'm talking about these topics. You know, I just can't get enough of them. So much so that people are constantly giving me books or ideas or other things that I can read and just keep expanding myself. Like just the other day, a friend of mine texted me a video of an interview from Bob Olson's Afterlife TV. First of all, I didn't even know his YouTube channel existed. I don't know how, because I seek this stuff all the time. And his channel is about the afterlife, and he interviews people that, you know, like me, have had really amazing experiences and talk about them, write about them, and work with them. And so it's a fascinating channel. I would highly recommend, you know, you listening to it, because if you want to have this kind of experience, if you want to have this kind of blended life, you know, this soul-centered life, the more that you expose yourself to other people's stories and other people's experiences, the easier it is for you to connect to your own, and the easier it is for you to find your portal to your soul or your portal to your gifts that lie within you. That is going to make your life so much easier and so much more fulfilling and less fear-based. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, that the soul is very comforting, so that, you know, our human selves can become very fearful. There's so much in life that can really scare us. And the soul is your constant companion of safety and support. So who could argue with that? You know, it's like having an angel beside you and you hearing this angel's wisdom and you hearing this angel's guidance 24 hours, 7 days a week. And, you know, you can't really have that with anyone else. You know, people can't always be there for you and friends can't always be there for you. But your soul, you know, this energy that lives closely inside your body and around you, is always there for you. So as crazy as it sounds, and sometimes I think, oh my goodness, I'm sounding so crazy. It's true. And it's true for me. And it has been an amazing, amazing experience for me and continues to be. I just wrote a post the other day that literally took me a minute to write. And I am not a writer. I don't think I'm a very good writer at all. But when I connect to my soul, I can just channel what I hear. So I just basically write what I hear. And I have to actually read it myself after I've written it down. And I'm amazed at some of the things that I write, because it really isn't me. It is the bigger part of me, the soul that has had many, many experiences and is, you know, I guess a part of me, but is the wiser part of me. It's not the small ego, the small self. So we all have that and we all have access to that. So that's the beauty. And wherever you are in your life, when you open up that access to your soul, whatever it is that you do, you're going to do it in a much more expanded way. So as a therapist, it has expanded me, my teaching and my practice and helping other therapists and growing a group practice and continuing doing my posts and continuing doing these videos. It has expanded me in these ways. For you, it will expand you in the way that is perfect for you, the way that you would like. So if you're an artist, you know, your creativity is going to come through you much more. Or if you're a singer, you know, your range may increase and change. The soul will always encourage you to take a chance, you know, to do something different, to support you in the direction that you want to grow in. So that's why it is such a life-changing, beautiful experience. My cat wants to come in. So we'll let the cat in. Sorry about that. So I'm very excited to have found this channel, the Afterlife TV, so I would highly recommend it. I was listening to, he had an interview with Annie Keegan, and she wrote The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, which was an amazing book, and I think that I would highly recommend it. And again, she had this incredible experience. She was a chiropractor and, you know, was kind of coming into her own gifts through meditation, and she became very, very sensitive and you know, just could empathically feel other people and their feelings. So she was definitely connecting, I believe, probably to her soul. And then, unfortunately, her brother passed away. And the book is about her communication with him and him being on the other side and talking to her and explaining to her what the other side is like. And how comforting it was for her to hear from him and how comforting it was for her to hear about the afterlife. And it's comforting to all of us. And, you know, me reading the book was very comforting. Some of it is hard to understand because we're not there yet, so it sounds a little scary. Not that it was scary, but to me it was like, oh, I don't know if I would like that. But it's a very expansive way of being. So I think it's just amazing. So I would highly recommend, you know, listening to his channel and also reading the books that people have written about their experiences and their connections. I feel like the more you go in that direction, the more you will know how to open up your portal to your soul so that you can access this information for yourself and to just grow into more you. Because I think what happens is that the ego, from what I can see for myself and my clients, really does limit us to such a great extent. And we don't want to be limited so much. I mean, there's limitations and then there's real limitations. And I feel, you know, my ego is really getting the best of me and not being able to allow me to grow. And I think that's why I had my experience of really connecting to the soul energy in a big way. And that this energy continues to be present in my life. It doesn't go away. It's always here. And it is a beautiful energy. And it is a beautiful connection. And through that connection, I get to wrap that around my life experience. And that is really an incredible feeling to be able to do that, to know that whatever I'm going through is temporary and that I am safe and loved and eternal, and to just know that. I mean, I think there's thinking that and then there's knowing that. And for the longest time, you know, I would like to have thought that I was taken care of and loved and guided and protected, and I'd read about the angels and that would feel good to me, and you know, that would be soothing in those moments of reading it. But it wasn't until I really opened up my own connection that I could really feel it. And that's the biggest difference, is really feeling it for yourself. And it always surprises me that when I read books about the afterlife, how similar it is to my experiences here now. Even in the afterlife book, he talks about a life review and being with this energy that is all loving and all knowing and helpful. And I feel that energy with me now. So I believe that there's an ability to have this blended existence and to have what a lot of people get to have when they do pass on. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. But I've always been able to connect to these near-death experiences without having one, because I feel like that's what I hear when I connect to that energy. So it's fascinating to me. It's just fascinating. And there's so much for us to learn and explore. But all I can do is really encourage you to do it in your own way. And that if you are sick of your thoughts and you're sick of your ego and you're sick of being limited and you're sick and tired of being frustrated with the same things that you're frustrated with day in and day out, this really is the way to go, you know, because it doesn't turn you into like a superhuman being, but it does enhance. It's a big life enhancer, which is very, very different. It doesn't make you immortal. It doesn't make you not have life experiences, or that things that you don't want happen. It doesn't stop those things from happening, but it does help you to make sense of them as they happen. So as things happen in my life, I can understand the greater lesson in them quicker. And that's very comforting, you know, to know that every experience isn't good or bad. It's just a different learning. So some experiences the world deems, you know, pleasant and nice and we like, and some experiences we don't. But it's only because we have definitions attached to those experiences. If we didn't have any definitions attached to any experience, then we might not be so fearful of them. You know, if there was no attachment or no definition of death, if it just was something that happened, we might be able to be more at peace with it. If there was no attachment to when relationships break up, you know, we might be more at peace with that. If there was no definition or worldly attachments to living a life on your own and not as a couple, you know, that would free you from the beliefs that something's wrong with you, or that you, you know, are not like everybody else, that you're not in a relationship. So that's what the soul does. The soul helps to expand the worldly beliefs that we get stuck in, and then causes us so much pain. So we know that if we take those definitions and just believe in them, that could be very scary. You know, so when I ask my clients, you know, a lot of my clients will complain that they're not in a relationship, and but they seem like they're living very happy lives and they seem okay. So if I say to them, well, if I just took a little magic wand and erased your thoughts about not being in a relationship, do you think you would be okay with it? And I think they would be. I think it's the thoughts that come in of the shoulds, that your life should look a certain way or be a certain way, dictated by society. When in the moment, all of us can be happy, no matter what our circumstances, whether we're in a relationship, whether we're divorced, whether we're making a lot of money or have no money. If we had absolutely no thoughts attached to these life experiences, we would just be in them. And life would be so much more enjoyable and easier to handle. I see in my clients, and I also see with myself, a lot of overwhelmment from thinking. You know, if you start thinking too much into the future, that causes us to be overwhelmed, period. So it's really beneficial for us to stay in the present, you know, not to think of the future. We're not ready for the future, but that's very hard for people to do. They want to plan the future. They want to know the future. They want to control the future, but you know, it doesn't help us very much. So my soul energy is always kind of nudging me out of the future and questioning my, you know, my reason for going in the past if it's to dig up something that's upsetting to me. And the soul does this in a very non-judgmental, loving way. Like, why are you bringing pain into today? You know, is there something that you could do today that would bring you joy and happiness? Is there something we could do together that would erase some of that pain? And that's our choice, you know. There's no reason why we can't have happy moments. It's just what we bring, all the baggage that we bring into the moment with us. No wonder why we feel overwhelmed, depressed, anxious. You know, the minute I start to feel any anxiety, I know what I'm doing. I know that I'm going into the future in a fearful way. And the soul is so comforting and so loving and just kind of says, it's okay. You know, it's normal, you know, to be afraid of things. It's normal to be fearful. You just don't have to pre-live fear. You know, you just don't have to do it, because usually when you get to any experience, you can handle it once you get there. And again, this is why we have this comfort, very comforting angel that lives within us, if you want to access it, you know, if you want to listen to it. But I do find that's not easy for us. A lot of people don't want to be told in a way that they're good and that they can let themselves off the hook. You know, I think that's hard for some people to hear. Some people will even say, I can't read your posts because they're so loving and kind, and I don't feel that way about myself. So I can't believe that there's actually something inside of me that would be so loving and kind. And, you know, so that's the challenge. You know, that's just the ego, you know, trying to keep us where we are, which is very grounded in this world. And, you know, that's okay. But if you are searching, and if you're listening to this, I think you are searching for another way because you're just sick of it and you're ready. You're ready to let it go and you're ready to move on. In the post that I wrote today, I was talking about, you know, my soul was talking about stop signs, that there are a lot of stop signs in life. And if we looked at our life as just stop signs and not taking those stop signs personally, that we would have a much easier time, you know. But anytime something goes wrong in our life, we tend to take that very personally and attack ourselves. And that's not really helpful. You know, we're not going to grow in the energy of attack. You know, we're at our worst when we're attacking ourselves. And we're not going to make good choices when we're in the energy of attack. You know, when we're in kindness and love and appreciation and gratefulness, when we're in that energy, that's when everything flows and that's when everything gets a little easier. Not perfect, but easier. So our soul is always there to embrace our experiences and to make sense of them. So they no longer become good or bad. They just become an experience. So that's what I encourage you to find, your portal to your soul, so that you can feel the safety and the love that, you know, we all could really use at this point, especially with the pandemic going on and all these shootings and, you know, people are so stuck in their ego and making such bad decisions to themselves. And it's not their fault. They're just stuck. People have not had an easy time this year. But we can challenge ourselves out of it. We can say, okay, you know, this has been a rough year, but there have been many generations where they have had to endure and overcome very significant tragedies and difficulties. So we're not alone in that, you know. We can't expect our generation to be so easy. I think we've had it easy for a long time, so we're not used to having such a major struggle happening to us, but we're coming out of that and we're doing well. So I think the way for all of us to go is to embrace this new blended way of being. You know, religion tries to do this for us, but I find for myself, religion is too punitive, and it's too critical, that you have to do certain things or, you're not following the religion. And it's nice to have structure in a religion. There's nothing wrong with having structure but for me, it's too limiting and reminds me too much of the ego. When you connect to your soul, you see that there is no limitations and there's nothing that you could be doing wrong. There's no sin. There's only love. And when you're coming from that place, it's easy to, you know, orient yourself in a life that is just a loving and kind life. And that's really what we all want. You know, we all want to be loved and accepted. And all the things that we want are the things that we can find in the soul energy that lives within us. So I keep encouraging you to, you know, access this energy for yourself so that you have this beautiful soul-centered life and continue on your journey. So I hope that helps for today. Have a wonderful week and we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye-bye.